Huntley wore a wire when talking to several other state senators, including Senators Malcolm Smith and John Sampson, who've already been charged with bribery and embezzlement. But she also recorded Senate Democrats Eric Adams, Jose Peralta, Ruth Hassel Thompson, and Velmanette Montgomery, along with the city councilman Reuben Wills, the former spokesman for the Senate Democrats Curtis Taylor, and Melvin Lowe, identified in the court papers as a former political consultant and associate of State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Federal officials say all but one are subjects of an ongoing criminal investigation. The Senate had already adjourned for the week by the time the document was released, but a spokesman for the Senate Democrats said in a statement that this is an extremely trying time in Albany, and if any charges are brought, the conference would take appropriate action. Governor Cuomo, who described the mood in Albany as miserable, says if this doesn't force the legislature to adopt anti-corruption measures, he might do his own investigating.
I do have the ability to act unilaterally, but we'll see where we are as we get closer.
Cuomo says one way or another, he's not letting the legislative session end without some measures taken to curb corruption. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.